Hello everyone, and welcome to our well-being series for the staff at Letofushia School. My name is Luane, and I'm a psychology honors student at the University of the Free State, currently enrolled in our community psychology module as part of the psychology honors program. Work can be tough, whether it's managing the demands of the job or just feeling the weight of the day. In this two-part series, we'll explore simple ways to find calm amidst these challenges. We will now be exploring a quick and powerful technique called the body scan. This simple practice can help you to manage stress, sharpen your focus, and bring a sense of calm to your body. As Dr. Mariki Smith wisely said, rooted in Carl Rogers' work, emotion is the core and focus. Thoughts and bodily experiences are clues of what we feel. Breathing is the way we get to progress from reacting to our feelings to respond to our feelings. This is called emotion-focused awareness. The body scan is a great way to connect with these feelings and guide your response. This technique is all about tuning into different parts of your body, from your toes to your head. Research shows that this technique can help you become more present, reduce stress, and even ease some physical tension. It's especially beneficial for educators who often face high levels of stress. Now, let's dive into practice. I'll guide you through a brief body scan as you can follow along at your own pace. Find a comfortable position. Whether you're sitting or lying down, make sure you're comfortable. If sitting, keep your back straight. If lying down, let your body be fully supported. Gently close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Notice how your breath helps you shift from reacting to the day's stress to responding with calmness. Now, bring your attention to your toes. Simply notice any sensations. Warmth, coolness, pressure. These are the gentle signals from your body that help you stay connected and aware. Gradually move your focus up your body, from your feet to your ankles, calves, knees, and so on, until you reach the very top of your head. If you notice any tension, acknowledge it. Imagine sending your breath to that area, allowing it to soften and release, moving from reaction to response. Then finally, when completing our scan, this is a moment to take notice, reflect on your entire body, and observe any changes. How does it feel? Then we are finishing off with a couple of deep breaths. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. You can easily fit this practice into your day, whether in the morning, during a short break, or before a meeting. Even just a few minutes can help you connect with your emotions and guide your responses. Before we take on the next technique, I would like to thank you for joining me in this brief body scan practice. Remember, as you go through your day, take a moment to check in with yourself. Your emotions are important, and responding to them mindfully can greatly enhance your well-being. Until next time, take care.
A very warm welcome to our greatly valued listeners, and we hope you will enjoy this segment of this podcast. My name is Mercy, and I'm a psychology honors student at the University of the Free State, also enrolled in the Community Psychology Model for Psychology Honors Program. We will now move on to the next exercise, being breathing exercises. This can be done by directing one's focus on breathing and paying attention to bodily sensations that may arise within the present moment. I hold this specific exercise dear to my heart and it helped recently when a friend of mine was experiencing a panic attack, and we used the 4-7 breathing exercises, which is the best option that truly managed to calm her down. For the purpose of this podcast, we will focus only on two breathing exercises, namely diaphragmatic breathing and 4-7-8 breathing. Join me and let us dive in this together, and we will start with diaphragmatic breathing. Let us start by sitting comfortably. Next, we will place one hand on our stomach and the other one on our chest. We will then now breathe in deeply through the nose, which will make our stomach to rise and diaphragm to fall, and we will hold for 10 seconds. Then we will exhale through the mouth to wish our stomach to fall and our diaphragm to fall too. We will now move on to the 4-7-8 breathing exercise. Let us sit comfortably for this exercise. We will start by breathing in through our nose for 4 seconds. We will then hold our breath for 7 seconds and we will exhale through our mouth at the 8th second. These exercises are meant to help us in times of stress and when we need immediate relief. Taking part in these exercises for a fraction of our day will truly be helpful because our emotions are a huge part of who we are, and you matter. Mindfulness might be something new that you might not be entirely interested in, but I can promise you from my own experiences with the breathing exercises, it will be useful to help in terms of personal and work stress that might be affecting you. It is time to take charge of our lives and be the best version of ourselves. We hope you enjoyed the first part of our podcast and hope to see you in the next one. Bye!